It's 11 a.m. and this is Observer Radio News. It's 6 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, police are looking for two males after a woman was sexually assaulted on Monday night. The 38-year-old woman says she was walking near Gerard Street East and Coxwell Avenue when two males sexually assaulted her from behind. The incident happened around 8 p.m. and police are still looking for more information. Meanwhile, Toronto police arrested a second suspect in yesterday and Sunday's armed bank robbery case. Police arrested 27-year-old Lenroy Jackson at his home early Wednesday morning. He faces 9 charges, including attempted murder. The robbery happened on Sunday at the TD Canada Trust near St. Clair Avenue West and Runnymede Road. A 54-year-old customer and a 22-year-old teller were shot during the holdup. They don't face life-threatening injuries. And lastly, the federal government announced yesterday that it will give $250 million over 5 years to help fight polio worldwide. International Cooperation Minister Julian Fantino says the money will mostly go to Afghanistan, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Polio is a persistent problem in these countries. Turning now to sports, the Leafs lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 5-2. The win ended Tampa Bay's 6-game losing streak. The loss isn't a huge deal to the Maple Leafs. The team has already secured a spot in this year's playoffs. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles yesterday 6-5. The Jays started with a strong 5-1 lead in the 7th inning. The game got close when the Jays went 14 straight batters without a single hit. The Jays cleaned up their act by the 11th inning and won the game with a base-loaded walk. And finally, Toronto FC beat Montreal Impact 2-0 last night. This semifinal win sends the FC to the next stage of the Amway Canadian Championships. Toronto's next game is Saturday against the New York Red Bulls. And, in entertainment, the Hot Docs Film Festival begins today in Toronto. It debuts with The Manor by Canadian filmmaker Shawnee Cohen. Cohen tells the story of his family strip club in Guelph. High-profile guests include comedian David Steinberg and scientist Richard Dawkins. The festival runs until May 5th. And lastly, in local entertainment, I talked to a Scarborough Glee Club about their journey to the National Show Choir Championships. Red lips and rosy cheeks fill the stage. They've practiced for 2 hours already. But the Wexford Gleeks won't take a break. Canada's National Show Choir competition starts Saturday at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Katie Oswald is a grade 12 first soprano. She says Wexford was doing Glee-style performances before the TV show Glee was even invented.
So when we found out about the whole Show Choir Canada, we're like, well, we do Glee every year. We might as well join in. So we formed a team of our most amazing family members, and we entered, and we actually won the first year, which was phenomenal. We were so unbelievably excited.
It's hard to imagine these performers were in math class this morning. It's even harder to imagine that this is only a rehearsal. The Wexford Gleeks won their first National Show Choir competition in 2011. Last year, they lost by a mere 2.5 points. For conductor Barbara Johnston, regaining first place isn't priority, but putting on their best show is.
In terms of the scoring, like, there's very specific ways you have to score, and, you know, we try to do what they ask, but at the end of the day, we want to put on the best show that we know how to do, and that's what we're going to do.
Lauren Labetti, Observer Radio News, Scarborough. I'm Lauren Labetti, and that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. And have a great day, everyone.